is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Less than 2 weeks until Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris is seizing on remarks by Donald Trump's former chief of staff that Trump once praised Adolf Hitler. Allison Keyes reports.
In brief comments outside of her Washington, D.C. residence, Harris told the nation,
"It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler."
Harris added,
"All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is."
Harris also commented on Trump's complaints about the enemy within, saying anyone who dares to criticize him would fall under that label in his mind. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
More warnings today about election interference. Nicole Skanga has the latest.
Officials with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said they expect foreign influence efforts will intensify in the lead up to Election Day, especially through social media posts, some of which are likely to be AI generated or enhanced. They also spotlighted Russia, Iran, and China, saying all three are intent on fanning divisive narratives.
The White House has confirmed 3,000 North Korean troops are in Russia. The National Security Council's John Kirby.
These soldiers traveled to multiple Russian military training sites in eastern Russia, where they are currently undergoing training.
It isn't clear yet whether Vladimir Putin plans to use those troops in Ukraine. McDonald's says it's actively working with the CDC to investigate an E. coli outbreak that may be linked to its Quarter Pounders. The White House is following.
We are taking this very seriously. We're monitoring the situation. CDC, as it relates to McDonald's specifically, is working to determine the source of the outbreak.
One person has died. Nearly 50 others have gotten sick in 10 states. Harvey Weinstein's retrial on sex crimes charges won't start until next year. There was a pretrial hearing today. The former movie mogul already faces retrial on two other charges. Those cases will now be combined. His attorney, Arthur Idala.
Mr. Weinstein is a fighter, and he's here to fight this case, and he's going to fight with every ounce of strength in his body.
A teacher of the year is criticizing a new law in Louisiana. Jim Crisula reports.
The second lawsuit against the controversial Louisiana law has been filed by Chris Deere. The New Orleans High School history teacher was Louisiana's 2020 Teacher of the Year. The Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st is the only law of its kind in the country.
The Dow is down 427 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz held a rally at Racine's Memorial Hall last night, joined by local leaders who all encouraged early voting. Walz came to Racine from the state capitol, where he appeared with former President Obama.
We had a little gathering down in Madison, but I think there's more energy here tonight, so thank you all.
Supporters waited about an hour for Walz to speak, and he emphasized the importance of voting early while praising his running mate Kamala Harris. There was significant turnout among early voters yesterday, so much so it caused a temporary technical issue with the state's election system. Despite the glitches, the Wisconsin Elections Commission assures voters that all ballots were accurately processed. You can find out more about how to vote and where to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. Pleasant Prairie is set to welcome a new 710-unit apartment complex. It'll be built on a little more than 60 acres near the Outlet Mall. Construction is scheduled to begin in the spring and aims for completion by 2028. And Waukesha County's proposed sales tax has been withdrawn. The county executive pulled it before a scheduled vote last night. Discussions are ongoing regarding a similar proposal in Racine County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow. Probably, or just
he's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Gusty northwest winds are whipping up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the mid-50s. As the clouds disappear and we become clear, tonight we crash chilly to lows in the mid-30s. Sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will reach the low 60s before rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Beach Boys and Surfing USA. Well, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. In the UK, a bystander called police because they saw what looked like employees huddling under tables and desks through a bank window. Was it a robbery? When officers arrived at the bank, they found employees playing hide and seek. It turned out to be a team building exercise.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Notice them until I got this feeling that
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. If you like good music, you're going to want to make note of a couple of concerts that are coming up at Memorial Hall in Racine. The first one is coming up Friday, November 8th. It's Pure Soul, and it's your chance to see a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul. Again, that's Friday, November 8th. And by the way, Don Rosen has tickets to give away for Pure Soul all this week. The second concert I want to tell you about is coming up Friday, November 22nd. It's an incredible Fleetwood Mac tribute show. All the big Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. Tickets for both of these shows are available at festivalpark.com. And again, listen for your chance to win tickets with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasting Association and this station.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. High class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna rap it, and you ain't no friend of mine.
Timeless Hands, WRJN. It is going to be cold tonight, clear with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny and a high just 62. Tomorrow night, there is a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the area, and same for Friday. We'll be right back. radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're down to the last 2 weeks to the presidential election. Democratic running mate Tim Walz in Madison yesterday needled Donald Trump for canceling interviews.
I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
Early voting is underway. Former President Barack Obama urged the Walz rally to take action.
Do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke.
The two warned that a second Trump administration with no guardrails would have dangerous consequences. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The last time a vice presidential candidate came to Racine's Memorial Hall, Paul Ryan was running with John McCain 12 years ago. Back then, Liz Cheney was voting Republican and Tim Walz was in Congress. Walz is hoping for a different outcome than Ryan's following his Racine visit last night. The Minnesota governor addressed supporters on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin, urging them to vote now.
So here's the deal, folks. We get the chance. We get to make a difference. She says it all the time, and you know it. When we fight, we win.
He said about his running mate, Kamala Harris, that no one has ever been more qualified to be president of the United States. There's more campaigning in the area. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff is in Kenosha tomorrow. Senator J.D. Vance will be in Racine on Monday. Places to live in Pleasant Prairie are increasing. A new 710-unit apartment complex called Inspire Prairie Springs has gotten approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The development will be located on 66 acres of vacant land next to the outlet mall. The project is scheduled to break ground in spring and be fully completed by 2028. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN weather. Gusty northwest winds are whipping up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the mid-50s. As the clouds disappear and we become clear, tonight we crash chilly to lows in the mid-30s. Sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow, highs will reach the low 60s before rain rolls in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 60 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Question they're asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. I'm not told enough to come. I'm not told enough to come. That ain't the way to find out.
Open up your window, let some air into this room. Almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared him to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a
Thank you.
someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't wanna see no more. Mama told me not to come.
Dog Night from 1970 on WRJN. It's Mama Told Me Not to Come. That song was written by Randy Newman, and it has the distinction of being the very first number one hit on the American Top 40 syndicated radio program hosted by Casey Kasem.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on through thick and thin. When you start
Daddy,
who's your daddy?
Be ready.
Is he ready?
rich like me. Hesitate, 'cause it's taken anytime.
Anytime
to show.
To show you what you need to live. Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews and, of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Everything turned, there is a season turned.
Time you may embrace, a time to refrain. Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. And are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is there is only one letter of the alphabet that does not appear in any American state name. All right, let's think about this for a second. There's a Z in Arizona, there's an X in Texas, but not a Q in any of them.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president.
paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
All day, sleep all night.